You're a kidney expert, and much of your past work has been studying obesity, kidney disease, and diabetes. Did you ever expect to be studying climate change?
No, I did not, at least initially. As my research has progressed, over the years, we became aware that kidney disease was being linked with heat stress. But yes, initially, when I started my research career, I never thought that I would be studying climate change.
It sounds like you have recent work that has proposed that a mutation in the way human ancestors stored fat helped them to adapt and survive a cooling climate. What does this mean for us as we head toward a warming climate?
Some of my work has taken me into our historic past, our evolutionary past. And from that, we have developed some insights into how animals and humans protect themselves under situations of food shortage or dehydration. My talk is going to be talking about this, how humans have responded to climate change in the past and how actually some of these protective mechanisms can cause disease as well.
You recently published work about studying kidney disease in Central America. How does that work relate?
Some of these same pathways that are involved in survival get activated when people are heat stressed, and especially in the kidney where it's leading to kidney damage. And then in our laboratory, we've been able to recreate chronic kidney disease with recurrent heat stress and dehydration. So we now have experimental evidence.
Okay, so does that mean that the solution is as simple or as complicated in certain parts of the world as finding ways to stay hydrated?
I think that would be the first step, was to improve hydration, the correct types of hydration. One of the things we discovered in animal models is that if there's a fair amount of sugar in the hydration drink, it actually can make the kidney disease worse. And we even have some studies that suggest that the current World Health Organization hydration packets probably have too much sugar. So one of our hopes is to try to develop a better hydration solution for helping these people and to help prevent kidney damage.